This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ah, yes. The week beginneth. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah. Home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line of rifles, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As it is, and as it is Monday, and, you know, I could go through the whole the medieval, as it was and as it shall ever be. You know, we're not doing that. Because here we go with Rob Morse. Good morning, or good evening, sir.
It must be Monday afternoon, Bill. Great to talk with you.
It is, and the Monday part of it is really hammering me right now. Anyway.
Too much fun on the weekend?
Not really, no. Not really at all, but...
Another work end.
Yeah. A little bit of that. Yeah. Yes, sir. So, what's been happening in the world of Morse?
We could do an entire hour of Florida news.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
And I don't just mean the joke, Florida man jumps into traffic. No. We although that could prove an interesting hour as well. When I went to the Region 5 Florida meetup, I met some great people, activists. Right. These guys get things done like nobody's business. Way more than the NRA affiliate, more than Marion Hammer's organization, Unified Florida Sportsmen. Florida Carry just sued the Florida Department of Law Enforcement because Florida law is really clear. Hey, I want to get a carry permit. Right. I want to buy a gun. You guys get 3 working days to say yay or nay. Department of Law Enforcement in Florida did is say, not no and not yes, we're thinking about it. And it would leave people there for up to a year. So Florida Carry sued their backside. That just broke hours ago. I've met Eric Friday, the lawyer involved. I've met Florida Carry, the people involved. God, you know, they're doing God's work. I hope they're wildly successful.
So... Okay, so in what case would somebody come to them and goes, because they're a shall issue state, right?
Right.
So, but they can say,
hey, just let me do a background check. I just want to verify you're not a, you know, convicted felon.
Right, but I mean, that's everybody, right?
Yes.
So how is it they try to, how do they drag it up for? Did you say a year?
They simply refuse to respond. Hey, Florida, does this guy have a criminal record, yay or nay? And the gun shop is left there going, they won't answer the question. And by law, they have 24 working hours to reply. And they said, oh, yeah? Or what? What you going to do if we don't? We're above the law. And Florida Carry said, not the way I read the law books, let's let a judge decide.
I had never heard that about Florida, and I know a few people in Florida.
It seems to be extremely capricious, meaning no one knows when, where, or why they decide someone is going to not be granted a permit. You and I would guess, okay, oh, you had your rights restored due to a domestic violence conviction way back then. You had your rights restored in that state. Okay, we need to do the handshake state to state. That could gum things up. I can understand you. Understand that they could say, hey, we think you're okay. But just let us sort out the paperwork. They'll get back to us. But months? Years? No way.
So how many people have they done this to? Is there any data on that?
I don't know. You know, one wouldn't generate a lawsuit because you can't. Class action doesn't apply to a single individual.
Right.
I'm thinking it has to be a large number. Now, large number could be in the hundreds compared to the, 1.5 million in Florida? Still relatively small.
Now, I guess in order to get 200s, it would take them a protracted period of time of dragging their feet and everything else they seem to be doing. Was there a kickoff time to where this kind of thing started? Did this start after Parkland, for example, when Florida decided they had to do something? Does it go back further than that, or do we know?
I think it started when the Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Swearingen's leadership commenced. I don't have a date on that. There's always a reason for bureaucracy to delay. Hey, yeah. Somebody's on vacation, we'll get to it. No, you're required to cover it or say yes. You're required to reply. And what it appears is this commissioner of Florida law enforcement said, you know what? In any questions, we get to do what we want. We'll meet you in court. Because he's playing with the state's money, and you have to go fight for your rights with your own. Florida Carry is taking that battle on the behalf of a number of citizens. They deserve our support.
Yeah, that is one thing. I like all of the, whenever you hear about these lawsuits happening, mm-hmm. a lot of times that's happening on some gun owner's dime, unless a lawyer, one, decides to do it pro bono, or two, somebody funds it, some of these gun companies, I don't know if you know this or not, but some of these gun companies fund these lawyers that do this stuff pro bono, just as sort of a giving back to the cause kind of thing, which goes somewhat unheralded.
I did not know that.
Well, like Stephen Sambalia?
Yeah?
Gets some funding from LaRue, for example.
Good.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad the gun companies recognize this because when they're doing it like Florida's doing it, where they get to use the Florida coffers versus the would-be gun carriers,
right.
David and Goliath. So
it really is. Meaning our lawyer, the state's lawyer, can just keep delaying, filing motions, requesting more materials, do anything to rack up lawyer time. That's lawfare, where they get to rack up the bills and see how much you want to bet that you want to take them to court.
I always want Goliath to go down like in flames.
Exactly, like a bag of rocks. I've met the lawyer, one of the lawyers that Florida Carry uses, a wonderful gentleman, and he does remind me of a number of lawyers in this field. He reminds me of Stephen. He reminds me of Paloma.
Yeah.
These guys are passionate. They are civil rights lawyers in the best possible sense.
We're going to carry on with some of this other stuff that I'm sure that Mr. Morris is bringing to the forefront when we get back. You can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and as a featured writer at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. A portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. J. check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. So are you thinking you're going to come to Dorchester in October?
Registered.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that'd be a yes.
That would be a yes.
Do you have a gun? Do you have a gun with an optic on it already?
No. I have to talk to our buddies at Red Alligator.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that should be fun.
That but, yeah, you said fun. You were going to talk to them. I figured we'd do that offline.
Yeah. I've got to get a slide with
John,
a cut.
John said he'll spot me. Let's let our dear friends who are listening on the radio. Bill and I are older than 40. That means we have a hard time focusing on the front sight.
Yeah.
The solution for many of us is a red dot optic. And there's a class to teach us how to use it. Oh, yeah.
Big Yeti's going to teach it, Steve Fisher.
Yes.
We're going to go. And, you know, it's called the RDS, RDS class, RDS pistol class. And
that's standing for red dot sight.
Yep. And I've already got one gun that I'm going to take, and I'm going to probably take a second gun just because I like to shoot two or three different things while I'm there. Plus, Steve will be there, and Steve will, you know, Steve will. Have you ever had, like, Steve come up and just sort of pat you on the back?
I don't know that I've met Steve, actually.
Okay. Well, when Steve comes up and pats you on the back, it's a little bit like being hit with a jackhammer. So, Yeah, so I'm going to be looking to impress Mr. Fisher there. I like
Steve. He may enjoy shooting your gun. That's true.
He may. He may very well do that. But and John's coming. John, do we know what John is going to bring? Is he going to bring like a 10-millimeter?
I think he's got a trunk full of red dot sights. Now, you know what? You just brought something up when you said Steve may want to get involved.
Yes.
Here's a – I'm going to call myself a well-informed firearms student.
Yes.
I love instructors that go, oh, you've got a gun that's just a little bit different. Do you mind if I use it to qualify in the shooting that you guys are going to do later? And the instructor grabs a gun that deliberately he's not familiar with and then qualifies with it. Cold.
Yeah.
Hands it back to you, and mentally I'm going, well, that got rid of all of my excuses.
Yeah. So that's
software, not hardware.
Yeah. Steve even carries, which when I shake Steve's hand, everything just a little bit south of my elbow vanishes.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's got big hands. Steve's a big man. Steve's about 6'4", 6'5". He's a big man.
Yep.
Could have very easily been a small linebacker or something like that if he wasn't a gun guy. So he still shoots and shoots well. Little guns, which I would think that would be a hindrance with somebody with hands that big, but not him. It's like there's something he does in his head that steps him down to where his hands take on a higher degree of dexterity as the guns go down in size.
I used to think that being big helped me soak up recoil. Now I realize that most of what I'm moving as I shoot is me, not the gun.
Right.
So you can argue that people who are small, compact, and wiry have an advantage. Yes, recoil management's a little harder. You know, there are a lot of female shooters who are much better than I am.
Yeah. Well, there was a kid that when we were in Camden, there was some kid there that he had a M&P shield, which he wanted a double stack, but that kid could get behind any cover. It didn't matter how small it was or anything. He could get up there, and, I mean, his knees would be around. His elbows would be between his knees, and his knees would be up over his ears. And then he could just pop right up, and he had no knee issues and nothing else. And I know that's because he was young, and he hadn't had the time to hurt the knees or the back or the shoulders or anything else. And hopefully that never comes. Eventually it does for all of us. But, you know, watching him move, you know, you're looking at somebody like that, and you realize that he might, because he has that kind of movement and that kind of capacity to really take advantage of cover, that would be That's something that we have to, where I have to make up for by just sending a wall of lead their way. I've just got to just pull the trigger as fast as I can and, you know, hope I'm using the right tactic.
There you go. You and I, the more we practice, the more we find subtle, well, wait a minute. You and I have seen lots of sports where the old experienced guy makes it look so easy and the young guy is using his athleticism to keep up.
Yeah.
So how do we do it? We cheat. We found very efficient motions where youngsters need to work harder. That's okay. That's the old joke about age and experience versus cunning, right?
Yeah, yeah. John is texting me saying, I'll shoot the SIG 226 RX. I'll bring Glock 17 and 19 with RMR.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. So I guess, I think, is the round count 500 rounds?
That's what they asked you to bring. Oh, I saw the website. Was it 800? I can't believe we're going to do that, but okay.
Well, I mean, at Camden, they told us 1,000 rounds. Did you shoot 1,000 rounds in Camden?
No, I think it was like 600.
Yeah. So. But it's fun to shoot all that.
I didn't feel like we got plenty of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No criticism there at all.
No. That part of it. The only being on the shooting line was the best place to be. No doubt about it. Being on the shooting line and training was the best place to be. And training with those guys, because training at Tactical Response is those guys, those instructors, the cadre there, they trust each other so much that they'll stand right beside the target while they're telling their partner to shoot the target.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that's a good practice or anything, but that's what they were doing, wasn't it?
Now, I've been in a similar situation, Bill. We've only got a few seconds. We'll talk about it when we come back.
There you go. Talking about training, upcoming training, right? I think Rob and I are probably going to try to take a class a year together until one of us passes away. So hopefully neither one of us passes away or we live to be at least as old as, Doris Day. God bless her. She passed away today, 97 years young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow closed down 618 points as trade tensions between the United States and China continue. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been. And, of course, the markets are very nervous. This is a very serious issue. Trade with China, tariffs, quotas, all of that stuff is very serious.
A former Michigan state trooper is sentenced to spend the next 5 to 15 years behind bars for the death of a 15-year-old in Detroit back in 2017. Mark Besner was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month for using his taser on Damon Grimes as a teenager tried to flee police on an ATV. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse while we text back and forth with John Adine, wherever John is, often, probably, I guess, around San Antonio or something, where putting bones back together and stuff. You were about to say, sir, before we went to...
I want to talk about Denver, if we can.
Sure.
Did you have something else in mind?
No, not at all. Okay. Whatever.
You inspired me last week. I've been having sort of a dry spell when it came to writing,
right.
And you and I talked about the attack on the Science and Technology High School in South Denver, just south of Lakewood. I think it's called Highlands STEM School.
Right.
And that has really got me going. I've been involved with school defense. I've taken the classes. As one of the organizers of the entire program said, we produce these inspiring defenders who then have to be anonymous.
Right.
So they let me come and hear their stories. I get to tell them I'm not that great a writer, but with material like they give me, it's so compelling, some people like to hear about it. This attack in South Denver has been particularly interesting. I mean, we had a trans female whose dad was an illegal alien who had three kids in the U.S. The other attacker was an 18-year-old male who calls himself gay, who openly writes about hating Christians and Donald Trump, which weren't the attackers the media wanted, so the story disappeared after 2 days.
Right.
Right. Now,
and they didn't use AR-15s.
Right. They used handguns that were stolen from a locked gun cabinet. The kids had to smash the cabinet to get to it. So locked storage requirements, safe storage requirements,
right,
don't stop criminals and they don't stop mass murderers. So the news article went away. But what I think that surprised these murderers. They thought that they would turn into national celebrities just as murderers had done before. The news organizations, Bill, yours is an exception. Thank you so much. News organizations really play this to their viewers over and over and over to get ratings, to get viewers. And yeah, that money is paid for with the blood of our kids.
Yeah. It always amazes me. Especially this particular incident. It used to be before the internet became this thing, it would take a matter of days or something so that notoriety would come. They would get that notoriety, at least at the very beginning, unless it was a really serious atrocity. And then they would still get the notoriety. But in this particular case, it is the prototypical, wouldn't we call this the prototypical occupier type that was two shooters that were involved in this? So
they thought they were part of a grievance community, and it turns out the media didn't want to play that game.
Well, this is what you get when you tell everybody out there, you're a separate group, and you're all victims.
Right.
You're all victims.
You justify their attack. Here, I did this because I was oppressed.
Yep. That'll show the oppressors.
Or were you a narcissist, you know?
Or both.
Well, or both. But here's the thing that I noticed. This school very deliberately chose to not have armed staff. School districts in Colorado can, by law, accept volunteers to have them receive free training, come back to the school. They come back not only with armed training and armed defense in a school, very specific to their situation.
Right.
But they also come back with trauma training. They come back with medical kits, not only for them, but they come back with extra ones to give other school staff, all provided free of charge. This school district chose not to do that. And when you think about it, that was the failure. That was the failure. And that we can fix tomorrow. I don't know that we can fix our news organizations in a day.
Oh, no. No. That's one of those things where I don't know what the catharsis is going to be that leads them to fixing themselves. That's something they're going to have to do for themselves. And,
right.
You know, I don't intend to go there and burn them down. So they'll have to fix it. Hopefully, if they don't fix themselves, I'm afraid they're going to go out of business because, a lot of people are getting tired. Like these kids at the STEM school, they didn't take too kindly to the vigil turning into something else, did they?
No, they did not. The vigil, though, was organized by Moms Demand Action Organization, basically paid for by Mike Bloomberg. And when two Colorado politicians, one of whom is, a virtually unknown presidential candidate,
right,
came in and started playing the gun control song, these kids stood up, shouted him down, and said, no, this is a mental health issue. This is about our message, not yours, and they walked out. The audience turned their back and walked away from these politicians.
There's only so many David Hogs out there. You're not going to find too many of them. And these kids are smarter than the, you know, they mature faster than I, you know, we did. And I'm sure they probably figured out this whole grandstanding thing.
Right. They didn't want to be played.
Nope.
Yep. Now, we've only got about a minute. You know what? Here's why I'm hopeful. I spoke to those teachers in Colorado with which I trained. They are inspiring. It's like discovering that your next door neighbor has incredible skills. You know, they used to be a world class wrestler, or she used to be a world class musician. You go, wow, where'd this come from? And you meet these people and they're John Q. Everyman, and they look absolutely ordinary and have a heart that will not quit. And as you know, it's the heart in the dog that determines the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good analogy. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Right.
But
they would love to defend their students if the district would get out of their way. More when we come back.
More when we come back. That's right. You heard the man. And you can find his stuff now if you like his podcasts and you're looking for them. Well, one of them is called Self-Defense Gun Stories. And this is a podcast that is unique in the United States. It's Forensic Examination. Then there's the ensemble cast that is the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morris, and we've been going a bunch of different places today, tonight, this evening. I'm still Monday. Still Monday for me.
Your schedule's all messed up.
I'm just messed up. So anyway, last segment, where you want to go with this?
I want to thank you. I love listening to your program. You let your guests talk.
Yeah.
You don't say, well, Mr. Morris, how often do you shoot babies with a handgun? You know, you don't, and you don't talk with a British accent when you do it. But I've seen some ads that are just, some headlines that are just offensive.
Yeah.
After this attack in Denver, should we give guns to teachers? Well, who's proposing that? What, we're going to walk up with a wheelbarrow full of Glocks and say, oh, this one's your color. You know, do more guns really belong in school? That's not the question. We're not going to go give plate carriers to kindergarten teachers. But that's what that's sort of shock journalism. And I appreciate you and I have a lot of passion, and we can state our point of view powerfully without mischaracterizing the choices. And when I listen to people like Cory Booker, Gillibrand, you know, senators who really should have the intelligence and sophistication to be more sophisticated than that, and they're playing for cheap shots, I'm offended. I really am.
Do you think they do it because they know they're going to get away with it?
Yes. The media won't ask a follow-on question. And look, if it were about sports, you can, you know, be as over-the-top chauvinistic about your team. This is about our kids' lives. And I'm really unyielding on this. I'm sorry. I'm past partisan. The government should protect our kids.
This is the thing that I want to ask them, and nobody's ever asked them this question. But this is a question I would love to ask.
Go for it.
When they're out there and we say, well, look, is it okay? I mean, you guys are always talking about it's okay to have concealed carry permits. So it's okay for me to defend myself.
Yep.
You don't want open carry, but it's okay for me to defend myself. Okay, that's great. And it's okay to have armed guards. It's okay to have Capitol Police, it's okay to have guards that guard inanimate objects. A lot of times, you know, money and art pieces and merchandise and all this other stuff, that's all insured.
Right.
So in the event that they are robbed or something, even though they have armed guards there to guard them, in the event that they're robbed, they don't lose nothing. There's a little bit, there's a bit of, you know, it's bad. It's
right.
Bad for any sort of crime to happen, but it's, they don't lose anything. And yet it's okay to have armed guards on all of these things that we can have insurance on, but you cannot insure and replace a child with a process. And I would love to know why it's okay to have armed security, like to have armed, you know, armed off-duty cops at the mall, and it's not okay to let teachers be armed in a classroom.
I think it's because this is a political agenda.
Oh, it's definitely
if your kids get shot, this politician thinks he can use that issue to get reelected. He will get media support to offer non-solutions that the media will slurp up and never question. He's betting our children's lives on an issue to get him elected. It's that offensive.
Well, I mean, in Colorado, what laws did they pass? What gun control laws did they pass in the in Colorado that caused the recall? That don't they have magazine limits and assault weapon bans and all this other stuff?
Yep.
They've got all the gun control that anybody could possibly want, except Washington State or California or New Jersey. But you know, they're trying to come up in the ranks, and despite all of that. You had a rampage. You had a pair of rampage killers go to school and shoot up another school.
Oh, and they broke. It's not like they broke a law or two. They scores of laws. I mean, think of it. 17-year-olds in that state are not allowed to have a handgun.
Right.
Now there are a few exceptions, like hunter safety classes. Maybe Boy Scouts, but the owner of the firearm has to be right there. And I looked it up. Mass murder was not one of the listed exceptions. So that was illegal. They can't transport it. They can't carry it concealed. They can't take it within the gun-free school zone, onto school property, concealed into school buildings, on and on and on. But let's think about it for a minute. None of those laws stop criminals. None of them stop mass murderers. They're political fodder to get politicians reelected so the politician can say, I did something, and the news media sits there and applauds, golf clap. Thank you, Senator, for keeping us safe.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work, and our kids keep dying because they won't take real steps that make these kids safer.
Right. Well, I mean, the whole premise of the background check. The background check is a Polaroid snapshot that they take that looks at you at one particular moment and looks at you from going back, and it tells nothing about what's going to happen to you.
Right. How many mass murderers have repeat offenses? None.
None.
It's useless for mass murder.
Yeah. So.
Now, I saw a beautiful quip on Facebook. Some people obey the law and some people break it. Which of those two types are disarmed by gun control? Us, the good guys that obey the law. Oh, great. So a politician stands up and really says, I'm going to disarm the good guys. Vote for me. And somehow, with a fawning news media, we think that passes for leadership.
Well,
we're betting with our kids' lives. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
But everything that they do regarding gun control to me is the same thing as red flag order.
Right.
The red flag order is just it's a natural progression from gun control, because gun control is attempting to stop a crime before it occurs, where all other law is just set up to punish you when you break the law.
Right.
And most of those laws work for law-abiding citizens. All of them work for law-abiding citizens, because law-abiding citizens don't want to pay that price.
Right.
But only gun control puts them at a disadvantage where all the other ones, well, if you don't want to get that ticket, don't drive over 55. If you don't want to lose your license, don't drink and drive, you know, all these little things.
If you don't want to become a convicted felon in New York, don't put the 8th cartridge into your magazine because only 7 are allowed.
Yeah. And, you know, but then we get into this stuff where, well, because somebody committed a crime, you can't have a gun. Or you can't have a gun with this many rounds. You can't have a gun with this many cosmetic features because we're tough on crime, even though you haven't committed any.
Exactly. We'll penalize the people that didn't do it. And here's where I think I have to fault us. You've just inspired me for an article I'll write before the next time we meet next week, Bill. They keep saying, you guys are dangerous. Here, we'll make you safer by restricting you. And we never have the courage to claim that self-defense is a virtue. You guys save lives. You do it in your homes. You do it in your businesses. You do it on the street. You do it every day. You do it thousands of times a day. And that goes away if we disarm you.
Yep. So that's coming up soon for Mr. Morse. You'll find that on AmmoLandClashDaily.com or Slopax WordPress blog. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound, and as we usually do, we're going to talk to the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.